Access Health CT wants to make sure that people who signed up for health care coverage this year get to keep it. Andrea Ravitz is the director of marketing for Access Health CT. She says thousands of consumers are at risk of losing their coverage because they haven't submitted documentation that's required to activate their health insurance. Andrea Ravitz is with us on the phone right now. Hello, Andrea.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today.
How many people are at risk of losing their insurance?
So there's two big buckets. There is approximately 23,000 people around the state that still owe us some type of verification document. And what this does is basically confirm information about their application that we were not able to confirm. So that's 23,000 people in that bucket. And then the other bucket is every year we lose approximately 15% of the total population because they forget to pay their first monthly premium to their insurance company.
What type of documentation do consumers need to share with Access Health CT?
So there's various categories. The majority of these 23,000 people owe us income information, and the second biggest category is citizenship or immigration documentation. And what happens is when you sign up, and if you say that your income is $20,000, and I'm just going to make that as an example, and we try to confirm that with federal agencies, and there's a discrepancy between what the customer said and what's in that federal agency, we need additional information to verify that. And that is really to help the consumer be able to keep their financial help if they have it, or just to confirm information in general.
There have been reports that some people are not reporting their immigration status because of the Trump administration's stand on immigration. Have you noticed a change this year in the number of people sharing their immigration status?
Well, let's just remember that only those that have a lawfully present status in the state and in the country are able to get some type of coverage through Access Health Connecticut. So what we have seen is just in the community when we go and talk to individuals that there is some fear, especially in those households where there's mixed statuses. So it could be that mom and dad don't have a legal status, but the children do have, that they have that fear of even sharing the information, knowing that their children could be eligible for some type of coverage. So I think it's really important to remember the population that even if you live in a mixed household, the information that is shared with Access Health Connecticut is not shared with anybody else, and we want to make sure that we insure as many people as possible with that lawfully present status.
What can people do if they lose their coverage?
Well, during the open enrollment period, which just ended on December 22nd, only those individuals that, A, are eligible for Medicaid, they can come at any time during the year. But outside of that, if they are not eligible for Medicaid, only those that experience a life-changing event, such as I'm adopting a child or having a child, I got married, I got divorced, I came to the state from another country or from another state, those are the only exceptions that will allow that person to come to the exchange and get coverage. Now, there's a specific amount of time. So they only have 60 days from the day of that special event to be able to get coverage.
This year, there was an increase of people signing up during open enrollment, even though the enrollment period was shorter than last year. Why was that?
This year, we were really proactive, knowing that there was so much confusion in the market, knowing that there was a lot of confusion coming from the administration. So we started our campaign from a communications perspective in October. Our open enrollment started in November, so we used the entire month of October to kind of set the facts straight, making sure that people understood that we were still in business, that there was still financial help available, and that, you know, we were here to help them. So we saw a 2.3 increase compared to last year, and that equals to 114,000 individuals here in Connecticut that were able to enroll.
Has the Trump administration's push to dismantle the Affordable Care Act had an impact on health care coverage in Connecticut?
You know, you would think that this year would have been a good starting point, that people think that the Affordable Care Act is dead. And what we saw was completely the opposite. And Connecticut is not the exception. Nationwide, a lot of the exchanges saw an increase in membership. And I think part of this is a combination of the amount of national news that everybody saw this year was comparable to what we saw the very first year of the Affordable Care Act being implemented. So healthcare in general was top of mind for a lot of individuals. So I think that helped creating that awareness that people needed to take action.
Andrea Ravitz is the Director of Marketing for Access Health CT. Thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.